Morning, folks. It's the Bruce Dickey Show. I'm sorry. I'm talking to myself. Talking to Charlotte, who I'm talking to. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. That's Charlotte St. Ledger sitting across from me. She is, all right, the executive director of the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Foundation.
That is correct.
And how about that?
Well,
I got it right.
And I'm something else, too.
Oh, really? See, I don't even have a card. You've never given me a card. It's like you're
I don't have a card
hoarding.
On that extra stuff I
oh,
do.
Oh, okay. What's the extra stuff?
Volunteer coordinator.
Volunteer coordinator. You're very busy with that, aren't you?
Yes.
All right.
And I got to tell you something exciting.
Yeah, please do.
The last time I was on your show.
Yeah.
Remember?
I'm excited.
I was too. Because someone out there, you know, in the community heard that we need more volunteers.
Sure.
I got a new volunteer.
You got a new volunteer on
just
the show?
Just because
how
I was
that?
On your show.
That's outstanding, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
And he's working out great.
Is that right? You haven't kicked him on the curb yet?
Oh, no. Not my volunteers. I have very special volunteers.
I want to ask something, and I know we didn't talk about this beforehand. I've got a question. It's a very, very important question for this show, the listeners of this show, as well as for the WFIW Morning Show.
Can
we talk about this often?
Answer it on air?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably. I would assume.
Okay.
But you might not be able to.
Okay.
I don't know. You might have something in the works. You've got this great cafeteria out there. Wonderful new cafeteria. And we do we like giving out the menus and making sure everybody has. We got to name this cafeteria. You got to name it something, Charlotte. Is it the we were thinking of Alma. Remember Alma was
Alma's it.
That's what we were kind of wondering.
Haven't you been to our cafeteria lately?
Yes, well, not lately.
Did you know her picture is in the cafeteria?
I haven't been there for probably a couple of months.
Okay, shame on you.
Sorry.
Beep.
All right, now she's leaving. Good to see you, Charlotte.
Yes,
I appreciate
yes.
you coming in.
Okay, you've got to go out.
Give it a name. Give it a name like the I don't know. Some kind of name.
Only Alma.
Only Alma?
Yeah.
Alma's diner. You know, mm-hmm. something like that. I like the thought of mm-hmm. See, you could answer that question on the air, even though we hadn't talked about it beforehand. I don't ask you.
Well, she is there.
I'm not asking you the tough question.
In heart and in picture, she is on the wall.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So she's the only.
I'm mad at you because you.
She's
you're
the only.
Honest.
She's
you
the only picture up there. I haven't seen it
for 2 months.
Yeah, I haven't seen. So she's on. Her picture's up there. Mm-hmm. Do you have any other pictures up there on the wall? I'm trying to remember. I don't think so. Of any, maybe
no.
some of the doctors or something.
We have hands. We're all about.
Helping hands.
Yes, helping hands, yeah.
Well, that is...
Embracing, yes.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful.
Yes.
Boy, you know, I think I'm doing well at getting out of this.
Yes. And you're going to be better when you go out there and have a well-balanced meal.
Well, they had Reubens healthy. They had Reubens the other night.
That is healthy.
And that is healthy. Well, they're not going to... They're not selling it at a hospital cafeteria if it's not going to be healthy, are they?
It's the
Isn't
best.
That right?
That's right. It's the best.
It's just the problem is if I get like 6 Reubens.
Yeah, that'll cleanse you. Though.
Oh, really?
Yes, that crowd in it, mm-hmm, that'll cleanse you. So that is healthy.
For me, but for nobody near me. Charlotte, I appreciate you. I appreciate you coming out here and listening to me. Okay, you're out here. You've got all kinds of big things going on with the... Well, since you were talking about the volunteers anyway, are you still looking for volunteers?
We're always looking for more volunteers, yes. We have 2 desks. You know, we have the Horizon desk and we have the hospital desk.
What does a volunteer do? What is somebody, I mean, are there particular, you're the coordinator, so you've got particular volunteers that do one thing and some that are good at something else, or what is a typical job?
Well... The hospital side is pretty busy. They deliver flowers.
Yeah.
They're, you know, get well cards to the patients.
So
they do transporting of
so
patients.
So basically, if somebody brings flowers in, they're just dropping them off at the front desk, mm-hmm. and the volunteers are
yes.
taking them around. Okay.
So all jobs easy.
All right. Yeah. And
and you know,
Mylar balloons only.
A Yeah.
That's exactly right.
You got it right.
This is my
first day. Did you know people's allergic?
I had no idea.
Latex?
I had no idea of that. That was very surprising to me.
Yeah, so no latex.
Well, that's good. That's good. Okay, so you've got folks. How about the other volunteers? Yeah,
Horizon. They pretty much direct guests, our patients and guests to wherever they need. We have the dentist's office there. We have DaVita there. We have the pain clinic there. We have cancer care. There's a lot of suites. Can you believe in 5 to 6 years we have all of our suites full?
Are they all full right now?
Full.
That's outstanding. That is outstanding. So pretty soon we'll be raising
urgent
funds.
Care.
Well, I was going to say we're raising funds for more space.
You got it. It would really be nice to build out front.
Take away my parking lot?
Mm-hmm. No.
You're going to take away some lawn that way.
Yes,
that direction,
yeah. Honestly. Yeah, we have a plan. Now, that will be discussed later.
Okay, I didn't mean to
get
in front of the program here.
We always have long-term plans.
That's outstanding.
Yes.
That's outstanding. What's your long-term plan next Friday?
It is a long drive. On the golf course.
On the golf course. Okay. This is cool. Now, the hospital hosts this, the big golf outing, right?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
It's our largest event of the year, and we have AM tee off at 8 a.m.,
uh-huh.
And we have afternoon tee off at 1. We need more teams.
You always need more teams.
Yes.
You've got room for 18 teams.
Yeah, we have 5 teams right now for the morning and 11, 12.
That seemed like last year we had about 15 or 16. Mm-hmm. Didn't it get up to about that in the afternoon?
Yes, yes.
Morning, you never have as many people.
No, the most we've ever had was like 9. So about from 6 to 9.
Did you ever fill up the afternoon? Have you ever filled up the afternoon?
Yes.
I thought you had.
Yes, we had actually 19 teams 1 year.
Does this include my team, by the way? Your numbers? Yes. There I did not know if if our team has shown
your
up
team is on our sheet right here. You're number 8,
starting on number 8.
No.
I say that you can't start. Oh, that's like the worst hole on the course. I don't want to start on number 8.
Okay, we'll have you on maybe 14. It's empty.
I see 14's okay.
Okay,
I don't mind 14. Although that 14's a fun. I kind of like that on it. I could start at 8. Whatever. I'll start wherever you put
me. Okay,
Charlotte, no problem.
We'll get you there, and you'll have so much fun.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Why would I go out to the golf outing? What am I going to do? I'm going to golf, but it's a lot of fun. There's food out there too, and all kinds of stuff.
We're going. Our dietary department is going to provide a nice luncheon, and that will start. We'll start serving at 11 to 1,
mm-hmm.
And it's just a lot of good fellowship, friends and your buddies,
spend time with the folks out there. You got so when do you get Jeffy out there to put the big tent up?
We're going to put it up early, because we're going to have a feast on the fairway. We'll talk about that here a little later.
Well, the feast on the fairway is later that day, though.
That's right. Yeah. But we're going to have it up Wednesday. We've got a lot to do.
You got a lot going on.
Mm-hmm. And it's all fun.
That's really cool.
Yes.
So now it sounds like to me then you're going to be putting the tent up a little bit early, the big tent.
Mm-hmm.
A little early so
we
that
we got to light it up,
Well, that's right. That and also maybe have a run through.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to have a run through on the feast on the fairway?
A run through?
Yeah, like inviting radio station personnel and feeding them, something like that.
We were going to have buffet style.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. But we've decided they're going to be served.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, that's cool.
We have enough. Oh, I've got to tell you. The King Twins is going to help serve food. Alex and Adrian.
I have no idea who these people are.
Good looking young boys.
Good.
They're going to be helping serve. And Justin Orvillo.
I tell you what, you've skipped ahead. I was asking you, I was still begging for food for like a preview night. Since you're doing it two days early. Since you're putting the tent up two days early.
There you go. Maybe we can do some pork burgers on Wednesday. Yeah. Okay. Easy.
Now you see what I'm talking about. Yeah. Finally.
Okay. I'll just put that on my to-do list.
Yeah, like you need more.
Yes. I'll do that.
I've got Charlotte St. Ledger here. She's with the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Foundation, as well as their volunteer coordinator. We're talking about all kinds of things having to do with the foundation, and we'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM back after these messages. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. It's 9:26, 83 degrees outside on a very pleasant Wednesday morning, a little bit humid, maybe a little rain on the way possibly, but it's going to be out of here certainly by next Friday. All right, we were talking about golf. What you got? My guest, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is Charlotte St. Ledger. She's the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Foundation Executive Director, as well as Volunteer Coordinator, and also comes out and talks good on the radio.
Hi, Bruce.
Welcome back, Charlotte. I'm glad you came back. I thought you were going to leave me.
We could not do this without our sponsors, and I would like to take a little bit of time to address our sponsors.
Now, these are your golf sponsors?
Yes, sir.
All right. Who you got?
We have an exclusive sponsor. It's the Fairfield National Bank Community Foundation.
How about that?
And all participants. Hey. All the participants will receive a golf umbrella.
An umbrella?
It is very nice.
Dig it.
Very nice. It has our logo on one side. That's the foundation.
Uh-huh.
And F&B Community Foundation on the other.
How about that?
They're black and white. It's going to look like you wear a tuxedo, feel comfortable
at the golf course as well as at the wedding line.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's exactly
trying
right.
to keep rice from hitting you in the head.
Tuxedo quality.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Okay. Now I've got a question.
Yes.
And you're not going to want to answer this one either. But I have a problem on one of my things. If they're the exclusive sponsor, how do you have more sponsors?
Well, that's just for the top.
They're exclusive. I see.
There's only one exclusive at the top.
I got it. Okay. This is like the
now
platinum.
We've got some, yes.
Exclusive
yes.
platinum
you
level.
You are top.
I got you.
Guess what?
What's that?
We don't have another sponsor that has their name on anything else.
There you go. That is the sponsor. The naming rights sponsor.
Exactly.
I love it.
Then we have our diamond sponsors.
Okay.
We have the Ultra Group, which is a Senior Life Solutions, the Alliant Management Services,
okay,
and Dr. and Mrs. Patrick Molt.
How about that? Boy, they do a great job
yes,
for you, don't they?
They do. He stays up all night just waiting for another patient.
I know. I'll drive by there at like 10 o'clock and he's still in the
I don't see how he
place.
Does it.
And he's back in there the next morning.
Jessica keeps him awake. I'm telling you, what would we do without him?
I don't know.
We would be in a world hurts.
Great point.
So then I'm going to move right on.
So you, what other, are you looking for hole sponsors still, or do you have
a
bunch of hole sponsors?
We could use two more hole sponsors.
Okay.
We right now have 16. We have Dr. Ballard and his wife.
All right.
Ron and Marty Heflin.
Nice.
Johnson and Vaughn Funeral
Home.
Well,
Ron and Marty, they're even off. Ron and Marty aren't on the board at all anymore, are they? Is Marty still on?
Yes, she is.
Oh, that was mean. You just growled at me. I thought she was off. Okay.
Yes.
I thought she had retired.
No, she's still on.
Wonderful.
Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home.
Sure.
Tri-State Orthopedics, which is doctors Michelle and Jacob O'Neill. St. Ledger Appraisal Service.
Now, who are those people?
It's my husband. It's just him.
Oh, okay.
Shake and bake, and I do help.
Okay, yeah, good.
I do help him. Administration, the FMH administration, uh-huh. Dr. Fai and Dr. Lafikas, their whole sponsor.
Well, so you've got Dr. Fai on two different lines then, because you had the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home, and then you have Dr. Fai over there on the other side.
Yes.
How about that?
Now, we couldn't do it without them.
Exactly right.
Clinical radiologist, Grainergy, which is Doug and Dana Wilson.
Sure.
Harlan and Wilma Yates.
That's wonderful that Harlan and Wilma will still step out and help out like that.
Yes. And we always put their signage on hole number one. That's tradition.
Right?
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Arivac.
That's the thing. We could talk for an hour on how much Harlan has meant to the foundation and how much Harlan and Wilma both, I guess, for that matter.
Yes, he supported the hospital. He was on the board for, I think, over 40 years.
Yeah.
Maybe 45 years. Big time.
Holy moly.
Chuck, that's the mayor, and his wife, Judy Griswold.
Okay.
Montgomery and Heffley, McLean.
Are they married too?
No.
Well, just not to each other.
Just a partnership.
I get it.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Well, you said Chuck and Mary Griswold, and then right to Montgomery and Heffley. Chuck and Judy Griswold, pardon me.
McLean Implement.
Yeah. You're never coming back to this show, are you?
I'll think about it. MedHost and Citizens National Bank from Albion. All of these are faithful sponsors.
How about
each
that?
Year.
You got CNB back. That's wonderful.
They've never went out.
Jan said he was leaving. Yeah, I remember. He was very angry.
No.
Jan gets.
Oh. Jan's a good guy.
Jan's a good guy.
Now, we have a golf cart sponsor that's an exclusive, because it's only their name on the golf carts.
Okay.
It's NewMed, and we have a luncheon sponsor, and that's Electronic Diagnostic
The what?
Systems.
The who?
Electronic. I think. Something like that.
Okay. That's cool.
I always mispronounce that.
I didn't realize that. I'm sorry. I didn't mean
whenever our CT scanner is not feeling well, they come and make it feel better.
Electomic or tromic? Electometric?
TROMIC.
Electromic.
Looks like tromic to me.
All right.
Okay. And then we have silver sponsors. Dee and Linda Monge. Carmi Radio Station, that's Withers Broadcasting, Deaconess Heart Group, Le Mans Chevrolet, GFI, copy machines, that is, Dave and Pat Kinchelo, Advantica, which is dental insurance.
Sure.
The Original Company.
How about that?
Which is WFIW and WOKZ. The Medicine Shop.
Nice.
Our neighbors there at the hospital.
They help you out. Ed Potts.
Ed and Lucy
Lucy
great
do a wonderful
supporters.
Job.
And Aramark, CSI Insurance, and Pollard Farms.
See, that's the thing. You wouldn't be able to do these without all these nice sponsors, could you?
No. We have a bronze sponsors. We have that. Same-day surgery.
Okay.
Hospital same-day surgery. Rush Appliance Consociate. Taco Tierra. Wabash Telephone. Mitchell Insurance. They're from Albion.
Sure.
And they have an office over here, too.
Yeah, they've downtown.
Yes.
The former Larry Moore office.
And Black and Sons Construction and Pollard Realty.
I thought Pollard Realty was on the other one.
That's Farms.
Oh, I see.
You're not listening.
I was listening. I'm just not listening closely.
And then our friends of the foundation, Black's Fashion and Flower Shop.
Okay.
Animals Requesting Friends. Do you know them?
I've heard of them. Yeah. I know where the money came from.
Yes, and Dodie and Bruce Dickey.
How about them?
Have you heard of them?
Yes, I have.
Yes.
Well, wonderful.
That's our sponsors.
So you're looking for a couple more hole sponsors if you what we're saying you're needing is hole sponsors and a couple more hole sponsors, but you need groups.
Yes.
Golf groups.
Yes, we've got to concentrate on teams. We want this to be big.
All right.
And the guys at the golf course is really
it's
grooming
good shape.
It.
You oh, drive by it, it's in great shape.
We have had showers of blessing, yeah. Rain to fall down,
sure.
To make everything green and beautiful out there.
The lake looks good, too.
So everybody is working, even from above.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So
now, okay, so once you've sold all the mulligans and everybody's played, the morning group's done, the afternoon group's finally done, and they all come back. You've got something else going on. This is crazy. This is crazy to me that you have decided to add stuff on the same night. Tell me about what is going on after the golf.
When you're tired and you're cooling off, what's the first thing you think of?
Beer.
Okay.
Second.
It'll be there. And what's the second thing? I'm hungry.
Hungry food, sure.
We don't want pork burgers.
No.
No, no. We want a
it's
feast.
Friday night. You want something good, don't
we
you?
We want a feast. We're going to have prime rib, chicken Kiev. We're going to have sides, and we're going to have dessert. And there'll be a tub over there for you to refresh yourself.
Sure.
And I want to let you know who those sponsors are. Do we have time?
Sure, absolutely. Now, this is tell us what this is called.
It's Feast on the Fairway.
Feast on the Fairway. Now, this is the first time you've done this.
Yes.
So this sounds exciting.
A little added event. As we're tired and kicking back, we're going to have a great feast. And then we have entertainment with Marty and Heather.
Marty and Heather from Effingham.
From
right?
Effingham.
And have you heard Marty and Heather?
I haven't, but what I hear is all good.
When they tear into that, the heavy metal version of, I'm trying to think of a song.
Come on, Bruce. Think real hard. He's squeezing her out there. Come on.
When they tear into that heavy metal version, Take Me Home Country Roads. It's just, it's really something to stand up and cheer for.
Have you heard them?
Actually, I have.
You have?
They do say they sound really good. They don't do a heavy metal version of Take Me Home Country Roads.
Well, this is we have executive dinner sponsors. For an executive dinner sponsor, you get 4 dinner tickets.
How about that?
We have limited space to seat.
You still have some space available?
A few. And you have to talk to me. I just didn't give out tickets because we have such a limited space. We can only
It's prime rib for crying out loud. You need to know also how much prime rib to make.
Yes. An executive dinner sponsor is $200, and this, that's special recognition, which I'm going to do that here and there, and 4 dinner tickets. Carnaby Square and CSI Insurance is a executive dinner sponsor.
All right.
Dr. Patrick Molt and his lovely wife, Jessica.
Uh-huh.
Preston and his lovely wife, Rita.
How about that?
And your flower shop.
No kidding.
Also, Fi and Hawkins.
All right.
Doug and Dana Wilson. Chuck and Judy Griswold. Mr. and Mrs. I'm going to say Kathy and David Williams. Kathy comes first. She is our CEO of our hospital.
Sure. I was going to say you better say it like Kathy and David as opposed to David and Kathy.
Yes. David does not come first on this. It's Kathy and David. I'm going to contact Hallam Insurance. I hear through the grapevine that
Randy's wanting to play.
Yeah, well, this is a feast.
I'm sorry, Randy's wanting to eat.
Yes, that's he's cool. Already on for golf.
Yeah, I thought he was
on the AM.
All right,
and then we have these other tickets to sell, and they are going pretty quick.
Wonderful.
So I've got to, just contact me. They're just $25 a ticket. We're going to have wonderful entertainment. We're going to have a good time.
All right, tell me a little bit about about this food. It's prime rib.
It's prime rib.
And
it's
baked taters and that kind of thing?
We're going to have the sour cream mashed potatoes.
And, this isn't just like sitting out on a folding chair and eating with plastic forks or anything like that.
No.
This is quality.
Real plates. We're going to have the tables covered.
Absolutely right.
Spreads.
Sure.
A nice table spread.
Centerpieces, I'm assuming.
You would think you were uptown.
Am I going to get door prize for the centerpiece? Can I take the centerpiece with me?
No, they'll probably be borrowed. No, Bruce, you cannot take that home with you.
All right.
But anyway.
You don't want me there anyway.
That is our sponsors. And then Mike and I, he doesn't know it yet, we're going to sponsor the entertainment.
How about that?
That needs to be sponsored too.
Well, that's wonderful.
So that's.
Now, okay, you're sponsoring the entertainment, which again is Heather and Marty.
That's correct.
Or is it Marty and Heather or Heather and Marty?
I have it down here, Marty and Heather. Marty and Heather. I think that's
what
they're known
by. And
this
is not Marty Vaughn. This is different Marty.
From the Effingham. I don't even have their last name. But
well, it's two different.
They don't need a last name.
I'm not sure they're married. I think it's two different people. I think it's two different last names.
Yes. Okay.
This is the name of the group.
I didn't know that.
Like Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Well, I thought this was a married couple.
I could be wrong. I didn't get the indication when she was coming on to me. I didn't really get the indication.
Ooh, she okay.
Just a joke.
Okay. Marty didn't do anything when you did that. Okay.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Marty let it go.
Okay. Well, anyway, it's gone. And guess what? I had communication from above.
She was hitting on me.
From above.
Yeah.
The communication from above.
Yeah.
That the rain's going to be out of here.
Is that right?
The humidity's going to be out of here. It's going to be cool. It's going to be nice. It's going to be perfect.
That's wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got the Charlotte St. Ledger. I need that phone number that you're getting that communication from.
847-8297. Again, it's 847-8297.
What's that?
Call me.
847-8297?
Yes.
Oh, so that's who called you to say it's not going to rain?
No, that's my number if you want to come to the feast.
Oh, okay. Entirely different. That's Charlotte. This is Bruce. We'll be back in just a little bit on the Bruce Dickey Show. You are listening on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Back in a sec.
I was just 34 years old, and I was still wandering in a haze. I was wondering why everyone I met seemed like they were lost or amazed. I don't know why I thought I should have some kind of divine right to the blues. It's sympathy, not tears people need when they're the front page sad news. The incense burned away and the stench began to rise. Lovers now estranged avoided catching each other's eyes. Girls who lost their children cursed the men who fit the coil, and men not fit for marriage took their refuge in the oil. No one respects the flame.
Well, folks, welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390, WFIW, FM Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey, joined across the way by Charlotte St. Ledger. Charlotte is the executive director of the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Foundation, and they've got a lot going on right now. We talked a little bit about some of the stuff going on. What else did you want to mention about some of this stuff going on? I mean, again, if folks want to get a hold of you to play golf or to go to the feast on the fairway, what number do they need to call?
847-8297. That's my direct line. You can leave a message. I'll get it. I'll call you back. And
sometimes you pick up.
Yes, I do.
I called it. You picked up.
And if I'm there, I pick up.
That's really cool. How about online if folks want more information? Do you have any outlet online like the hospital board? I know the foundation has their own website.
Yeah. Well, you can email me too, though.
Okay.
cstledger@fairfieldmemorial.org.
C-S-T, no period, right?
S, no, it's C-S-T-L-E-D-G-E-R.
Gotcha.
cstledger@fairfieldmemorial.org.
Wonderful.
Yeah, org.
Org.
Yeah. And I just want to make a mention on, I listen to the radio.
Do
this,
you?
This radio station.
Thank you so much. We do appreciate that.
We depend on you for the news.
Hey, baby, I'm here. I'm here for that.
And I am personally so, it's a lot of work to put together.
So you're going
to
say ugly things to me? You're going to say nice things to me?
Only nice things. I heard, you know, everybody's working really hard to keep the golf course open.
That's right.
I'm shifting gears right now.
Shift gears. Yeah. That's fine.
We don't know what we have until we lose it. We don't want to lose the golf course. I don't know of any other fundraiser that we could do that we could raise as much money as we do.
That's right.
And
the golf course is the vehicle to that,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes. There's several people that come out of town, which, you know, they buy gas here, some drinks here.
Stay hotel, maybe.
They're donating money for our sponsor. You know, there are sponsors.
Donate money to the hospital
that
here.
That goes to the hospital.
Sure.
And as I said, we don't know what we have until we lose it. We don't want to lose it. Did you know that the golf course is important to the community for economic development reasons?
Sure.
A lot of new businesses, if they're going to move, if they're looking at moving here, they want to know, look at the recreation.
Well, they're looking for a community to be as attractive as possible, and a working good golf course is part of that, right?
Yes.
Is that your point?
Yes. We have a little airport, we have a wonderful park, and we have a golf course.
Got good schools.
And yes, that's the other thing they look for, is education. And we have Frontier Community College.
How about that?
They're a wonderful partner with the hospital, too. So I'm telling you, what a great asset we have in having a golf course.
Sure.
So, you know, we have the Hallams coming from Albion. We have Alliant Management coming from Louisville, Kentucky. We have the Otis Elevator people coming to, they have a team.
You got
They're
folks from Citizens coming from Alley.
Evansville.
There you go.
And then we have J.E. Sheckle. You see them on Channel 14.
Sure.
They spend their money there. And they're coming over. So just think of the outsiders that's coming here. Another good thing about a golf course, it's good for your physical and mental health.
I've got a, you're giggling too. I got to tell you. It's good for your physical health. Let's put it that way. So occasionally, those of us who take it a little bit more serious than others, and whenever you're
serious?
Playing.
Really?
Actually, I don't.
Seriously?
I don't take it that seriously, okay. But it's not all that. Let me rephrase that. It does give one a opportunity to occasionally let off a little steam, too. How
mm-hmm.
about that?
Mm-hmm. Something else we're going to have at our golf scramble, I'm changing, shifting
probably
gears again.
Probably a good move.
Is we're going to have the cannon there. Wayne County Farm Bureau. They have a cannon.
Yeah.
We're going to have that there. A lot of fun.
That was, you know, they had that out there Saturday, right?
Yes.
Doug Anderson was talking about that.
Yes.
Are you going to be shooting golf balls at a target or anything? What are you going to shoot the golf balls at?
Hole 12. You'll be aiming toward that green.
That's like a 200-yard, 240-yard shot.
Yeah, but wow, you have a gun to shoot it? You're going to have a head start there.
Wait a minute. Okay. Explain this to me. Instead of actually hitting off a tee on the 12th hole, which normally would do, I'll be firing
in a cannon.
A cannon.
A golf ball. Yeah. You put the golf ball in the cannon and you shoot it.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that something?
That is
Won't
beautiful.
Won't that be fun?
Yeah,
now,
that
you
will.
Have to pay. Hey, you guys, please bring extra money. If your team pays $20,
yeah,
you all get to shoot it. That's cheap.
Yeah, well, you know, does that, and actually with my team, and as terrible as we might be driving, that might be a good move for us.
Yes.
I would, you don't have to agree so quickly.
I don't know why I did that.
Yeah, you could slow it back a little bit.
I had this vision.
You
could have
said, no, Bruce, you guys need to hit. You're that good.
I just had this vision of you guys trying to get the attention of the beer babes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And
all right, now, so this is for real. You're going to have somebody out there standing out there ready with the cannon.
Mm-hmm. The Wayne County Farm Bureau is going to man that, and we're just so happy to partner with them. And guess what else?
What else?
I got Dr. Molt to help sponsor it.
That's incredible.
You know what that means? More money for the foundation.
You know, and that's the thing. We haven't really even talked about where this money goes, where the foundation money goes. Did you have other stuff you were going to talk about there? At some point, we need to tell where what the foundation does with the cash.
We only give money back to the hospital.
Yeah.
And they
have
lots of needs. Yeah. Equipment, projects, our Wi-Fi should be up and running tomorrow, according to Brad August.
Really?
That was our last donation back to the hospital. It was for $53,000. Nothing's cheap. When you say hospital, it's expensive.
Yeah.
So.
What else did you have there on the golf course?
Are
there going to be mulligans available?
Mulligans are available. 50-50. Bring extra money.
Are you selling string?
No, we do not like string.
You don't like string.
We like mulligans.
Okay.
Yes.
I got to tell you, whenever you have both strings and mulligans, it really...
Hard decision, isn't it?
Really helps us poor players out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't go buy extra string somewhere and...
No.
Okay.
That'd be wrong.
Okay. Anyway,
I would just buy as much as they let us.
Yes. Okay. You don't bring your own string.
I don't bring my own string. Okay. Oh, no. That'd be wrong.
Well, anyway,
If they don't know some other people in the group and the other people in the group accidentally might happen to buy a little string, who knows what happens?
Yeah, it helps, doesn't it? Well, we'll have our foundation. I just want to let you know we're going to have chicken salad for our luncheon. We're going to have watermelon and cantaloupe and all kinds of fruit and dessert.
You need back up.
And dessert.
There
can you hear
go.
Me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
And so we're going to have a nice luncheon from our dietary department. We have enough extra help that, you know, you'll be waited on.
Okay, so this is a great weekend coming up next weekend. And folks, if they want more information, they give you a call.
847-8297.
Tell me, and you're just now completing the Wi-Fi, mm-hmm. which has been a goal, I'm presuming, for months, if not years, right, to get a good Wi-Fi set up?
Yes.
Because, and this isn't just for me walking around with my phone, is it?
No.
This is for medical purposes, for the most part,
like
right?
For our pain pumps.
Yeah.
Horizon.
All that equipment now runs on that, right?
Yes, believe
it
or not.
On it, but
yes.
Uses it.
Yeah, it supports it. Yep.
What is going to be the next big goal of the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Foundation? Are you going to tell me or what's coming up?
We wait for the hospital to tell us, mm-hmm. you know, what their needs are. So that's open right now.
Are there anything, have they given you in mind like their wish list for the next several years so that you guys get a plan? I mean, that's the thing. How far in advance, Charlotte, just tell me a little bit about that. How far in advance do you guys like to look?
Well, we like at least 5 years, but, you know, I'm not going to tell you divulge anything until
it's in stone.
Yes. Right now is our urgent care.
I don't know
what
that is.
Huge.
Tell me what that is.
Let's pretend you're sick.
Okay.
And you need to see a doctor right now.
Okay.
But you just got stung by a bee and you need a shot.
Okay.
Do you really want to go to the ER?
Not particularly.
You can come to urgent care.
So it's two different things. ER will be mainly for something I got to have right now.
Yeah.
Whereas urgent care is something I don't mind.
You don't have to have an appointment. Just walk in, and it's for minor things. You maybe need, you know, just a little allergy shot or something,
sure.
And you can't get in to see your doctor.
Right.
So this is going to be big.
That's going to be where?
It's going to be in our medical arts complex.
Okay. And the medical arts complex with this completes it? I mean, it's full.
We are full. Urgent care, it'd be nice to have urgent care next to the ER. So am I giving you a hint?
No.
Think of the future. Okay. Urgent care.
Oh, I see what you're... Okay. You're not going to tell me anything in particular.
No, I didn't tell you anything.
You didn't know. No. I was just too dumb to realize what you were
exactly.
telling me.
I just give you little hints.
Okay.
But
okay.
Urgent care, ER would go really good together.
Well, you know,
there.
That does make sense to have them together.
And guess what else?
What else?
We're going to get another surgeon. You know, that's not a secret.
I didn't realize that.
Dr. Moult's daughter.
Well, no,
Caroline.
See, I knew that she was kind of on the track, but I didn't know how far she is.
Well,
the,
she's going to be so dang busy. We're going to have to probably have her own surgical suite. Now,
hold on. Oops. Wait a second. That might have been another hit.
Oops. I'm sorry. I should have told that. Okay. Well, anyway.
So there are things going on.
There's a lot of things going on, but I can't tell you.
You can't tell me what's going on, but there's a lot going on.
That's a hint.
I see. I see. We see now.
Okay. Now, the other thing, support your hospital.
Find
a primary care doctor here in Wayne County.
There you go.
And support our hospital by donating money to the foundation or making sure you doctor in our town so we can keep our hospital full.
I couldn't have said it any better myself.
So just pretend there's no hospital and you're on your
roof. I don't want to.
And you fall off the roof and there's no hospital and you have a 2-hour drive to another hospital, a regional hospital.
I got you started and now I can't get you to stop.
Oh, get me started and I can't stop. You got that right.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
Best of luck to you next week, okay?
Thank you. I'll see you there.
Yes, you will. That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today. We'll talk to you all tomorrow.